Blog Talk Radio.
Too many people in America fear their government, and the government is being run by too many powerful agencies like the IRS and others. I think it's time the people take the country back through their representative government.
And we have Bill on the line from Patriot Families. Please visit the site. Bill, welcome, sir. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Linda, how's everything in California?
I wish I could bottle this weather up and send it around because it is gorgeous. I think it's like 71. It's perfect. I couldn't ask for better.
Oh, we had a pretty chilly weekend. We did our family's haunted barn this weekend. And,
yeah.
Those of us in the outfits, yeah, man, we're pretty warm, but the other people, they wasn't so warm.
Right.
We had a great time, talked to a lot of people, and got that weekend over, and now we're back here. We're a week away from the election, a week
yep.
away from the everybody getting out there and voting, and I encourage everybody, no matter what, get out there and vote.
Oh, my gosh. You know, there's so much going on.
Especially in our Senate race. Our Senate races are so important right now. We've got to take back the Senate if we have a chance of saving our country.
Absolutely. You know, there's so much going on, and I wanted to mention quickly, our prayers go to everybody that was on the East Coast with the storm. That was huge. It was one of the biggest ones since, I think, Irene. I talked to Yo today. I actually got through to her, and I believe it was on her cell phone. She's just tired. She probably won't make the show, but she's getting better. It's just taking time. That's a good thing. And I did, like I said, I talked to my friend, people by email, by phone. Michael Magic's fine. My friends in Clinton Township, Michigan are fine. I spoke to my friend Dave's wife. I reached out to everybody. I emailed Mike from the hot seat in Connecticut. I made sure a call went out to Terry Rowland. I talked to my friend on online email because she has a cousin in Cleveland. And she had asked me to say prayers for her grandson, Sam, who's only 7, and he had to go to the hospital for, I believe, an emergency appendectomy or something going on there, bad news. So everybody say a prayer for Sam in California. He's just a munchkin. And so that was her first grandchild, and she's just beside herself. So, you know, this is what we do. And then there was a gentleman on Glenn's show calling in, or I can't even remember which show it was. There's been so many radio shows today that they have this huge rally, and all they're going to do, they're not going to like have bullhorns. They're just going to ask the question. They have signs. There's, I guess, quite a few people. I don't know if they're in the thousands or the hundreds, demanding the truth from this administration on Benghazi. It's huge, and I hope it doesn't die. I'm telling you, it's insane.
Well, let's encourage everybody in there to join in the call-ins and calling all your representatives in the White House and everybody.
Yep.
And call the MSM. Call them. Let them know how displeased you are that they refuse to cover this tragedy.
Oh, absolutely.
And they are complicit in the cover-up of what's going on.
They're traitors. Pure and
simple. I have no other way to look at them. You refuse to report anything that might negatively impact Barack Obama.
Yep.
You're not news. You're propagandist.
No. Oh, they are. They are, absolutely. In fact, Charles Krauthammer said it on Fox News about a week and a half ago, and he, I think even before all the scandal news broke, because Glenn Beck, Lars Larson got it first, Glenn got it second, and then Fox News finally got it. I mean, these guys were like 2 days late and a dollar short, as usual, because the Blaze gets it as fast as they can, and they put it out there, and man, they're not letting go of it. And I got an email from
Breitbart's not. The Breitbart group's not letting go of it. Wall Street Journal's reporting on it, and several others. You know, there's a few that's doing it, and it's picking up steam in some places. And that's where it's up to us, the public, to put the pressure on, because the only way we're going to learn the truth is we're going to have to do it. And I guess we're all Breitbart. We're all Breitbart now, aren't we?
Absolutely.
We're the citizen journalists that
you
are going to put the truth out to the people and do the education, which is what Patriot Family says, educate the people.
It's going to be up to us to be the citizen watchdog journalists like James O'Keefe and Breitbart and the rest of them. And I know Glenn Beck, he's got a whole staff now on the Blaze, has for a long time. They go after stories like crazy. They get it out there. They bring it to light. He had two ex-generals on his show today on Glenn Beck talking about this stuff. Roger Hedgecock was on just before I went live with you all talking about the Benghazi thing. And Roger says, look, he says, if that miserable thing in the White House ever told the truth about this, his career would be over in 2 seconds flat. And this is why I got, like I said, I got an email from Barbara Decker, who she's a champion. She's the one that turned me on to Agenda 21 2.5 years ago. I've been championing. I'm going to do a whole show tomorrow on it. So I told her I'm doing a show on it. If she can, but she's going to be rallying against Prop 30 in California, so she can't do it. But I'll put the word out to the other kids, because there's like 10 or 15 people who love our Americans Protecting Property Rights against Agenda 21. So maybe I can get some people here in California on the line with me. I'd love it. Mary Baker is a champion. She goes speaking in front of groups all over North County about smart growth and all that sustainable development nonsense. She's a champion in my book as far as smart growth. She's got it down. So
at a meeting last week, I was asked, well, what's the major thing that we should be stopping to save our nation? And I told people, you stop Agenda 21, you stop
it
all.
That's
everything.
A good start. That's a good start.
Well, that's it. If you stop Agenda 21, you stop it all, because everything that Obama has done, everything that his minions are doing, is all geared to fit into Agenda 21.
Crap. Oh, I know.
Oh, yeah. I done heard today about, it's global warming for sure.
Oh, God. Statistics
don't back you up.
Statistics
and true science will not back you up on that. A 1,000 years ago, it was warmer than it's been.
They were even
recently.
On Greta's show last night, she had a 2-hour show on Sandy, the hurricane. And the guy who's one of the champions, probably one of the best guys who covers this stuff, I can't remember his name now, but She had him on, and he said two or three times in a row, he says, this is not due to global warming. There's been articles all through my emails about this nonsense today. I mean, at least some of the people are getting the words out. But the email also, what Barbara has done, and many people, our patriots here in San Diego, have been calling for all of us to flood the White House switchboard with the phone calls demanding the truth from this administration. We should go to the House of Representatives switchboard and scream to Boehner as well. We should tweet this stuff out about Benghazi all over the place.
Blog it, Twitter it, whatever.
Yep.
And contact the mainstream media. Contact CNN. Contact NBC, ABC, and all the rest of them.
Yeah.
Let them know that you're ticked off that they refuse to tell the truth, that they are perpetrators and co-conspirators in a cover-up and a murder of American people, American citizens.
Right. Well, you know what? Conspiracy, I mean, we're talking about everybody who's into the conspiracy tank, and I'm not a complete tinfoil hat person, but anything that, like I said, nothing surprises me about this Leviathan in the Oval Office. I put nothing past these people. The man is evil. He hates this country. He was brokering a deal with the Muslim Brotherhood. That's probably why he was parading the MB through his White House for this whole time. And the first person when he got sworn in, he called as a foreign entity, was the president of Turkey. And this is what's been going on. He's been running that fast and furious, like a small flea on a, you know, small dog compared to this mess. And now they're doing it to Syria. And he probably... I do believe that he wanted this guy kidnapped. It went south because the people didn't obey his freaking orders to stand down and threw the fly in the ointment for him. Now he had to cover it up. I mean, these guys, that's what they do in the morning.
And you had a top commander who refused to stand down. They relieved him of his position.
Well, I heard and arrested him. Yeah, that I was hearing that there were two people that were supposedly released. I was also reading all this stuff today on Facebook or one of the news organizations that wasn't true. So there's conflicting stories on whether General Hamm was relieved. Apparently, we don't know. Nobody knows the true answer. So,
and we won't know because this government's policy is cover-up.
So
They did it with Fast and Furious.
Yeah,
they've done it with so many other issues, and now they're doing it again with Benghazi.
These guys get up in the morning, Zero, Hildebeest, and Valerie Jarrett, and they have coffee, and they rehearse their lies for the day. I'm telling you. Oh, yeah, Jay Carney and Axel Brain, too. I mean, they're all in on it. They make me sick.
Oh, let's be real. Jay Carney and Axel Brain are nothing more than paid liars. They are paid to lie.
I call it.
Period.
I call him Jay Carney Barker because that's what he reminds me of.
Yeah. And anybody who holds that position is a paid to lie to protect the president.
Oh, my Lord. It's just unbelievable.
It don't matter what party sits in there, that's what goes on. The whole thing with this, though, is you're getting so many conflicting stories. When you tell lies and you base your whole administration and everything you've done on lies, eventually the lies catch up to you and you can't keep them straight. And that's what they're having right now. They can't keep all their lies straight on this Benghazi deal.
Oh, yeah, I know. Well, they know they've been had, and as long as news media, as long as Fox and Glenn and my local stations keep on it, and people like me keep on it, and we've got patriots out here, even in California, calling the White House switchboard, you know, and people in rallies in Ohio screaming for the truth, literally screaming with all their signs, and you know, they're not using bullhorns, they're not being profane, they're not being unruly, they're just doing it. And I applaud it. I am so happy. Of course, nobody's in the MSM is going to talk about the humanitarian efforts of Mitt Romney because of Sandy. You know, this guy donated one of his buses to help these people. Glenn's got stuff going on, you know, for if you want to donate to your charity of your choice, whatever.
Here's the truth. The idea that Obama would use this as a way to try to show that, hey, I'm presidential. Where the hell have you been for the last 3.5 years?
Oh, he's so
full. Because you sure ain't been presidential and all that. And there's some people that last year that suffered from tornadoes that don't think that you're all that, you and FEMA's all that.
Yeah, oh, I know. It's unbelievable. It's like when I don't know how tall Zero is or how much he weighs, but it's pretty hard to understand how you get that much fertilizer into a 10-pound bag, empty suit. Because that guy is just absolute. And when we talk about the MSM, even Krauthammer said on Fox News on public TV that the MSM is so in the tank for Obama, they're wearing scuba gear. I mean, shimini Christmas.
Pat Caudill, a Democrat strategist, he went off about the MSM and how they've done and all these things.
Yeah, he's
and
he's
that, that
up.
They are now a national threat to the United States.
Yeah, I have no doubt that the reason that the polls are swinging to Romney is because of this Benghazi gate. I have no doubt in my mind at all. I don't know.
Well, that and so many lies. The man gets up there and debates, and everything he said in the debates, if you fact check, was a lie. He cannot tell the truth. He is incapable.
Oh, no. No, he's a pathological sociopath as far as I'm concerned. Now I think he's psychotic because,
he sent Bill Clinton out to lambast for him. Bill Clinton, who cannot practice law because he lost his law license. He's disbarred.
Mm-hmm.
He paid out how much money to Lewinsky and to Paula Jones and others trying to silence them. He's had to pay fines and everything else. He was impeached by the United States Congress. And
exactly. This
is the guy that you're pushing out there that we should all trust. If his wife can't trust him, we can't trust him.
Oh, it's ludicrous. I mean, it's like the old tapes of Nixon with the peace signs, and he goes, "I am not a crook." It's the truth, Bill. I'm telling you, it's insane. And
what's going on today with Benghazi makes Nixon look like a choir boy.
Oh, I know, absolutely. I mean, and Hillary Clinton makes Pelosi look like
our
a saint.
They watched our people die. They watched them die.
Yep. And
you could send a drone there. Why didn't you send a fighter force from that same base?
And the other
thing, people wanted to go. They were ordered to stand down. Who gave that order?
Three times, and that was Zero. I bet my last penny that was President Zero.
About has to be.
And after he watched for 7 hours, he goes to sleep, right?
Without knowing what's going on.
No, he knew what was going on. These guys die. He goes to sleep, gets up, and goes on Air Force One to Las Vegas the next day. This is what we have. It's beyond treason. To me, it's just, it's the
it
dark
shows
of the dark.
That he put no more concern on those citizens' lives, our American lives over there. He put no concern on them at all. They were just a bump in the road to him.
He doesn't care. Oh, Doc put the one, 2016, I saw it in the theater, Doc, and I know I have it actually on my internet. Fantastic movie.
Awesome movie.
There's so many, believe me, there is so much information. Do you realize how many books have been sold by David Limbaugh, Michelle Malkin, and we can go Dick Morris, even Newt Gingrich, and Dinesh D'Souza, ad nauseum. I mean, there's tons of them out there exposing this Schmendrick for what he is.
He takes the Navy SEALs killing Bin Laden and turns it into his own private little thing that he like he did it. You weren't there.
Mm-mm.
You couldn't pass.
And you know
the
what?
SEALs.
I don't believe for a second that he got him. I think he was dead in either 05 or 07 because on I think it was Mike from the Hot Seat about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and there was a caller that came in and talked about a reporter that was speaking about that she and others saw the body of Bin Laden way back then, and then she disappeared. This reporter disappeared, and I don't know what country she was from or anything or her name, but this was like an amazing clip that I had heard on Mike's show, and I'm telling you, this is why the cover-up, that's why there was no photographs, there was some burial at sea, and those people that were involved, six or eight Navy SEALs that blew up on the helicopter, who the hell do you think ordered that little hit? You know. because they knew that this was phony.
Anybody who's military wise at all knows that you don't put a whole squad into one helicopter, and you would not send a Chinook to pick them up anyway.
And Terry
and
Kiley,
how did the enemy know exactly what was happening?
Oh, my God. And Terry sent me a thing on Facebook today because it comes up on my email. If you go to Terry's stuff on – it was talking about – it was the, Obama's kill list and all of the mysterious murders and disappearances of people from the time he's gotten in till now. I mean, we're talking Breitbart. We're talking the comedian guy, all the gay lovers, everything.
Gay lovers, yeah.
Everything. You guys need to go to Facebook.
There was a guy going to expose banks for $1 trillion of and his children come up murdered.
Every time there's a problem. Yeah, this man is
now Barack Obama, I wanna get something clear to these kind of people. Not everybody's like these people you attack. Some of us out here 100% believe in next of kin. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, Obama, go look at the movie. When you start killing our family members, you can expect the next of kin will come.
Yep, absolutely. It's insane. I mean, like I said, there's just so much going on. It's unbelievable what has taken place and how evil this guy is. I would rather be friends or even enemies with Don Corleone than this guy, I'll tell you.
Hey, he makes John Gotti look like a choir boy.
I know. I absolutely get it.
If you look at what they actually caught Gotti for, besides the Sammy Gravano, the murderer, testifying that Gotti told him to murder, the money laundering and things like that, that's exactly what the Democrat Party's done with the stimulus money and other monies. With all that money that went to these solar energy companies, that was money laundering. Because a portion of that money goes right back to the DNC.
And then there was another, and our Glenn put it up on his radio show today. He played the clips of the CEO of GM, which I had seen the entire video on mine, 6 months ago or whatever, when they bailed out GM. And this CEO is bragging about 70% of the cars being made in China. And he's all excited about all these jobs going to China. We work for China, and we're bringing our R&D labs to China. This is what the American people do not know because of the quislings of the Marxist mainstream media. These people are socialists through and through. It's disgusting.
Exactly. They talk about corporations and attack. Well, let's talk about GE. Let's talk about Jeffrey Eilenmeyer, the jobs czar, who pays no taxes. GE paid no taxes.
Oh, I know.
He's creating more jobs in China than they are here.
And this is your example. Oh, it's insane. I mean, we got him on the foreign policy front. We've got him on every front. I know that they did a electoral college map today on Glenn's show, and if Romney can hang on to Ohio, Virginia, Florida, and the other ones, the other swing states that he may have, he doesn't need Nevada. But if he gets Wisconsin, it's a done deal. But the way they looked at it, if it's the way it stands today, and that was not Reuters. What's the polling guys?
Rasmussen.
Yes.
Gallup. Rasmussen.
It was Rasmussen, only because they seem to be the most consistent and seem to be the most trustworthy or whatever or correct or consistent. Romney's going to take it. Now, the people who, this is twice now that Sean Hannity had these guys on, and these guys, I've talked about this before, and it's really cool. They have a mechanism, a calculating mechanism somehow. They've figured this out. They've been doing it for, 10, 20 years, and these guys are dead on, and they have not missed one yet, that Romney will get 320 and the other one will get 218. So if that's correct, from their lips to God's ears, because it will be a landslide. And I think the more of this that comes out, Bill, I think we've got a really good shot.
Well, I believe that's part of what's going on now is the Obama administration knows that they're going to get slaughtered.
Yep.
And they're going to use Sandy to their advantages in any way they can.
Oh, of course they are. And
imagine
then,
imagine all these people who can't fly back home won't be able to vote because they won't be home.
Well, there was speculation.
Not being able to vote because of no power.
Yeah, there was speculation today on Glenn's TV show that there are people coming in. I don't know who they are. I guess it's state people in each state, city mayors, whatever, even FEMA. That's not good. FEMA's not good because they're helping with the machines, so that's not a good thing. That would be even worse. But I would imagine it. Obama cannot stop the election because it's up to the states. Only the states and the local
municipalities. It would not benefit Obama to stop the election, because to stop the election now and to prolong it puts more pressure on him over Benghazi.
Absolutely.
He's going to try to get around that any way he can, because Benghazi is the final nail in his coffin. That's the end of him as president ever.
You
it's
know what?
It's treason.
Oh, yeah. And plus, yeah, time is not on his side. And he has painted himself into a big corner, let me tell you, or a small corner. It's the truth. No, he knows it. And this is why I do believe when I heard – this was, God, months ago when Lindsey Williams predicted that said that the Illuminati, who tells us who we're going to have in office, the Schmendricks, were so ticked off at him because of the Keystone Pipeline. Okay, I think I got Mr. Magic on. Let me check out. Hello?
Hey, Linda. Hey, Bill.
Hi, Michael.
Hey.
This will really, if you haven't heard yet by now, you probably have, but this will really get Linda fired up. But you know who owns the company over in Spain that counts the votes of the
American? I heard.
George Soros.
There
yep.
you go. So, I mean, it's
well,
like.
Who's running the voting machines in Nevada? The SEIU.
Yeah, they're gonna get in there whoever they want, you know.
Well, yeah.
As I said, I'm not so big on the presidential race right now as I am. We need control of the Senate and the Congress both.
Yes, and
that's where we can turn things around.
There was also a blog. I can't remember how I got it, but there was a whole bunch of stuff, you know, about Obama's gayness, and it was on hillbuzz.org. And that there was some – in fact, somebody – I can't remember who said it. It was either on one of the radio shows or Fox or something, and I can't remember which one, but it was on the airwaves, and they were talking about his special – Obama's special little buddies with lots of money paying for Obama's $44 million mansion in Hawaii so he can retire because he knows he's on his way out. There, I think I have a troll in here, but I'm going to do something.
Oh, I see him in there. And he's just the kind of people that the rest of America is against. Coming in here saying the Marines should die. I don't see you have the guts to go to their faces and say nothing. You're just like every other liberal I ever met. You'll only pick on someone when they're not facing you, or when you outnumber them, or if they're an elderly in a wheelchair, somebody who's no threat to you.
Okay, so this guy named Edison, whatever his last name is, he says the Marines needed to die, and I'm like, excuse me? And he says, you people are ignorant. Let me educate you. Yeah. Go ahead, call in. Yeah, don't feed the trolls. I know.
It's crazy. And that
okay,
kind of thing does not that kind of thing does not set well with the public and the large. And anyone who thinks it does is, well, they're probably – you know, they're drinking the Obama Kool-Aid, so what's the matter?
Yeah, it's pretty sick. I don't know. You know, if anybody gives me a headache about my Romney Ryan sign on my car, which they have not done yet, I just say, I don't like communists. Sorry. I don't like totalitarian tyranny. And I sent a letter to my friend who will just it will blow her mind when she reads it. that if the Singh gets reelected, that I know that I will not want to live under that type of tyranny for much longer, and that's the end of that.
There's a guy who made a video. He's an immigrant. He's an illegal immigrant. He's been here for years, and he made a video, and he's talking about how socialism doesn't work. How, yes, the rich get poor, but the poor get poor, too.
Bill, I've got books of
applause. You lose all rights, all
freedoms.
Yeah. Yeah, it's there. And, you know, when people that have lived under socialism are coming out and trying to warn you about it.
Oh, absolutely.
And, you know, you need to listen. They've lived it. They know.
Oh, yeah. If people from Cuba, people from Venezuela, people from any Argentina, they come from old Soviet, they tell every time the same. They come from the old, like Poland or Germany, whoever survived and got out. Absolutely. Oh, my gosh. Michael Magic, what do you say?
I actually had to log in here, and
okay.
I was in the process of typing, so I was half listening.
Okay. I just wanted to invite Edison to debate us, because if you're
He's
a socialist or a comment,
Linda,
call in.
Linda,
I want to invite him. I want to invite him to take a long walk on a short pier.
Well, those type of people don't call in to debate. They'll call in, they'll slander, they'll use name-calling and stuff because they have no facts and statistics that can back them up on their
atrocity. I got the X button. I got an X button in here. It just knocks them out. And I can kick him out of the chat room, but I'm going to let him stay in. I want him to hear what's going on here. Maybe he'll be educated. Oh, my God. You know, if you can't see that this POTUS ordered the hit on poor Chris Stevens, you're in Plato's cave, the allegory of the cave. You don't want the truth. You can't.
Probably don't.
Oh, my God. And for the fact that for 130 years, in my estimation, every institution we've had in this country, with the education system, the government, oy vey, the government, and the mainstream Marxist media, has been lying to us quite thoroughly and quite completely for at least 120 years. So take that one, Edison. Figure it out.
You can't name me a single government program that came in at the price they claimed it would.
Oh, please. And they never sunset them. Once you get a tax or a program, they never go away. It's time for us to take it back and start, you know, putting everything on the chopping block. Oy. And I'm not talking about guillotines. I don't want another Napoleon. Hello?
Well,
there?
I have to agree with Michael. I could tell by the guy's statements he has a closed mind. He's drank the Kool-Aid, and he's went off the rail.
What it is they're indoctrinated, thoroughly indoctrinated, and they believe it. If you guys have got to go and find that on YouTube, the allegory of the cave, because this is where they live. Exactly, Michael. You have to have something to think with, as my dad used to say. So
well,
I'm glad to
it's
hear
easy.
You.
It's too easy for people to sit back and think, well, you know, the government could do this, the government can do that. And I heard somebody today, a politician out of New York, saying this is today, all the hurricane and Sandy and all this, that it shows that we need more government because, you know, you need government controlling your homes and all this so you wouldn't have
That's
all these problems and all
problem.
That. Bull crap.
It's the opposite. It's the antithesis.
It is exactly the opposite.
Yes. And people like Glenn and Mitt Romney are proving that to be true. Absolutely.
I have a problem with the Red Cross. If I give to the Red Cross around here,
no.
It goes to fill their coffers before it goes to help those victims of Sandy.
Yep.
And I don't like that.
No.
And I don't
so
like giving them money because only a portion of the money ever gets to the people.
Let me tell you something. If I'm going to go anywhere, it's going to be the Salvation Army or it's going to be disabled veterans down the street. You know,
I have so many friends on the internet that are from that area that I can get help from them at who needs and how to help the people that is actually going to help the people. It's not going to be caught up in government red tape and people taking their share out of it first.
Yeah, no, Red Cross is not my first, and of course FEMA is the last.
Oh.
No. But if you want me to, there's a short thing I can read about the impeachment hearings. If you
Go
guys,
ahead.
Let me do a real quickie here. Hearings begin. Let's see. Let me find out where I got this. This was Weekly World News. This might be the one that Ron pulled up. This is March 12, 2012. That's going back. Maybe. Oh, I see. It was members of Congress reportedly beginning impeachment against Barack Obama based on the grounds of unauthorized military use in Libya and perhaps Syria. Of course, now we know they're there. But they, I don't know if they're talking about gun running. According to congressional representatives, Barack Obama has violated the rule set that clearly state that the president must seek congressional approval before using military force. Now he says it was okay because he had international support. Oh, here we go with the UN. But how does that make it okay? They aren't our Congress. Absolutely. They don't determine what is right or wrong for us. Sources close to aides in Congress say the law clearly states any use of military force by Obama without explicit consent and authorization of Congress constitute an impeachable high crime and misdemeanor under Article 2, Section 4 of the Constitution. Republicans want to know how President Obama was able to use military force in Libya last year. Well, he just signed an executive order and does what he wants. That's why Republicans are pushing a resolution through Congress, which has been highly underreported by mainstream media. Oh, that's a surprise, to look into further actions to be taken upon the president, since it explicitly states in the Constitution that the president must ask permission from Congress to use military forces in another country or declaration of war. Sources say there is a clear case for impeachment. Well, impeachment can be a strain on our country and may not be necessary in election year. Republicans are still moving ahead with it, so I guess they're still doing it. The days of the Zarzan executive order in order to sidestep Congress should end, and if it takes an impeachment to do that, it is something I and many other Americans would support, said a prominent Republican congressman. They don't say who. We have a president who believes our Constitution is just a historical document that is not fit to determine how our country is run anymore, said the congressman. Democrats obviously are opposing the impeachment efforts. Oh, that's a surprise. By sources close to Republican leaders that say they are moving full speed ahead because we need something to keep busy until the election. Stay tuned. Okay, so that was – it's insane.
Lately, we are seeing the UN try to flex their muscle. They're trying to bring charges investigate the United States for human rights violations. Only odd thing is their UN Council of Human Rights is made up of some of the worst human rights violators on the planet. They're also trying to take away our right to have weapons. They're also trying to limit our free speech. At the same time, they're coming here and trying to monitor our elections for suppression when they should be monitoring them for fraud from the other side. And the UN at the same time is... Now, where am I at? But you're getting my picture. Here lately, the UN is trying to flex, and UN Agenda 21 is what they're up to, and they're pushing for the finalization of this, and that is what we're going to face if Obama gets reelected. And only a moron who has no concept about what Agenda 21 is, who thinks being a slave would be a great thing, would be supporting Obama.
Yep. Yeah, I was going to say, praise God, the troll logged out. I don't know about Outlaws, Inc. He looks like another one, but that's okay.
If he's trying to do that as if he's from the Outlaws, he's a liar because he's not.
Let me tell you something. Whoever's in the tank for this, Edison Reynoso, whatever the heck his name is, he talked about disrespect for the president. Respect is earned. He has earned nothing. He has earned disrespect because he hates this country. Let me tell you something, Outlaws, Inc. If you think that freak in office hates this country more than I hate him, you got another one coming. You are fooling yourself. Go back to the cave, the allegory of the cave. If you don't know what I'm talking about, pull up Plato's Republic. It was written in 380 BC, you fool, if you can read. Okay, go ahead.
Well... The indoctrination coming across, you know, you see it. We see it every day when we watch out here on the news, in any news and stuff. Or you, if you read any blogs, you can pick out the indoctrinated. Those who have no concept even Bono of U2 has come to the realization that capitalism is good. You know, and if you take him, he's gave more money to trying to help the poor and the needy than anyone I could name. And he's realized that capitalism is the backbone of it all.
Oh, outlaws got out. Yay! Looks like found a bunch of Paul tards. Yeah, you did. Fool. God, they're just, you know, I can't.
Well, that's what you got to expect. If they have no facts and statistics, all they can usually do is spout, you know, slander things and attack people, call names and stuff, because they don't have nothing to back them up.
Well,
that's why Obama's resorted to it here recently in campaigning, because there's nothing to back him up. He has a record now. We can examine his record, and his record says loud and clear, this man is a failure.
Oh, and have you heard the recent ads with the kids singing, and there's just so much stuff going around, and that the one with the chick, oh, you want to do it the first time, and I thought, oh, I wish I could get my hands on that woman and say, honey, you're not his type. You got the wrong plumbing.
You know, that was just such a low, and it did not help him.
Oh.
It made people look at him like scum. You know, you're being supported by scum.
How many years
of women fought against being labeled as a sexual object? And now we have Sandra Fluke and Obama destroying that whole thing.
And the last time she tried to do a stump speech for him, 10 people showed up. That was awesome. That was hysterical. 10 people for Fluke. Okay. And now, did you see the latest one? I can't remember if Terry Kiley sent it to me or somebody else sent it to me. They're using seniors to go against Mitt and
they're coming on there and they're all hollering. Well, you know, all you have to do is look at them seniors. Most of them is either retired union or still union or drawing a union pension or something like that. You know, true seniors, Chuck Woolery, like you said, we woke up to AARP and that they were in the tank for Obama and helping Obama push this healthcare law, helping getting Nelson to vote for it. And AARP is losing their butts because seniors are awoken to it. Seniors are probably the largest group against Obama.
Thank God. What they're doing, this gives you the picture of how desperate they are. I mean, and every time Michael had to log out, so I still have his phone number up here, but he's got some things going on in his house. But every time they do this stuff, you can see the desperation. Every time Biden speaks, he puts both feet in his, not just one, but both in his mouth. It's actually sad. And the guy's not really, I think he's, I don't know whether he's just got ADD or I don't know what he's got.
There's a book out, a tell-all by one of his aides that quit. And it does not paint Biden in a good picture.
Well, you know what?
He's an egomaniacal fanatic, just like Obama.
Yeah, definitely. I think that it's melting down, and it's melting down rapidly. And I'm praying that this is divine providence, because I need breathing room so I can send.
I gotta say, to delay the election is actually probably going to increase Romney's support.
Wow.
But could be real. I mean, the momentum is definitely in Romney's camp.
Yeah,
and the way Obama keeps out and attacking, keeps coming out, and his the way
I
he
know.
Does attacking and stuff, he's just pushing more and more to Romney. Democrats cleaned up on the last time in early voting. Well, they're not this time. They've lost so many points this time in the early voting. It actually looks like Romney's winning in the early voting.
That's
not good for the Democrats if that's what's happening.
I know. I'm excited. I'm praying every day. We've got 7 days or six and a half left, and I'm going to work the polls. And Michael Magic said that you guys are going to work together on that Tuesday. So I will have to check it in archives the next day with one hell of a hangover. Hopefully it's for the good.
Well, I'm going to be next Tuesday. I'll be on here, and after next Tuesday – I don't know if I'll be back, because if Obama wins re-election, you know, I gotta look out for mine.
I know.
And get prepared here for what's going to come.
Absolutely. I get it.
If Romney wins, well, then, yeah, I got to still see what's going to be happening, because I expect riots and all that, because
I know.
We're dealing with ignorant people, you know, and ignorance is self-inflicted, and they have self-inflicted themselves with so much ignorance that there's probably no turning around for them. That
I know.
They don't understand that they're being used as pawns. And in the end, they will pay dearly.
Yes.
If they get their way.
It's called the Night of the Long Knives. And you know what I'm telling you. Oh,
yeah. I'm telling you. We're seeing so much happening and so little time to actually dwell on each issue.
I know.
We would have to be on the radio 24 hours a day.
I agree with you.
The way things are going here. And I don't see an end in sight. And my biggest question will be, okay, Obama gets defeated. We take over the Senate and we have control of the Congress.
God.
How do we deal with the mainstream media, which has played such a vital role in suppressing the truth, lying to the American public, covering up for Obama, almost to the point of being criminal?
I know. I think
we have to address that. There has to be a way to do something about media.
Well, that's why these people in Ohio, and I can't remember the guy's name and what show he was on, but it was early this morning, and he said, "We are gathering. We've got our. We are demand. They're being the Jeff, the O'Keefe's of our time. They're going out en masse with their signs, demanding the truth about Benghazi. It's the only way to do it, Bill. You've got to have strength in numbers." You know,
and you can, I know from experience in the illegal immigration deal in 2006, you can shut down their switchboards. You can overwhelm them that much.
Absolutely.
And shut them down.
Absolutely.
There's got to be. Keep the pressure on. Don't let off. Call them. Call the White House. Call the MSM.
Sure.
Call your representatives, your senators, your congressmen. And
oh,
if
sure.
your local paper, local news areas aren't doing it, get a hold of them, blog on their sites, and do all that. I've got the editor of my local paper tied in knots because he knows I'm using this to come after him and to show that he has
good.
Been, you know. And I'm sorry, because I don't know if it's really him so much as it's his bosses that dictate he has to do this.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, I got with another note. Glenn also said. He was advertising cheaper than dirt, and he says, if Zero gets back in the last 300 years, it will be the biggest gun sale day on the planet.
It will
and
be.
Oh, yeah. And in fact, today I went to Walmart. This is funny because I have been phone banking for my local mayor because I want him to be reelected, okay? So all the hours I put in and all the effort and the phone banking and the precinct walking and, you know, all the rest of it. So he gave the top three people putting in their time, which was, I was among them, a $25 gift certificate to Walmart. So I went down this morning and got, after I got my mom taken care of with her grocery shopping, oy vey, that was a deal in itself. And then I went to Walmart and redeemed it, and I had a couple bucks and change to go over with the $25 gift certificate. I found the best prices for ammo. Got 50 rounds of buckshot, 8-shot in each, you know, 2 3/4 for my 12-gauge, and I got 50 rounds of my hollow points from the 9. It was amazing. I was like, and I got out of there with $30. It was amazing. I'm like, I was so excited. So I only have to do that, and then I have to buy silver, and I've got plenty of food storage. I've got water storage. I've got my first aid kit. I got all, you know, I'm doing everything I can. It's like, I'm dancing as fast as I can, God.
Well, you know, I know what you mean, and every night I got to go on my knees and say, you know, Lord,
I know
if there's something I'm not doing that you need me to do, I need to know.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yes. And then, you know, I pray for my patriot families. I pray for everybody that's ill. I pray for people in the storm. I pray for, you know, the kid that I just found out about today. He's only 7. You know, I do everything I can. I write letters. I blog. I you know, I phone bank. I'm trying. I go to my city council meetings, and there'll be a lot more of that later after this election because, you know, we need to put our input in the city council because the corruption and the greed goes far and wide, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Far and wide.
Well, yeah, oh, we're not just fighting the corruption on the federal level. We're fighting it on the state and the local levels, too.
You got it. But, see, I can reach out and touch these clowns. And believe me, they owe me now because I put in a lot of hours.
I had a friend in Medora, Indiana. Terry Barnes is really he was supporting Obama and everything, and I have posted a few things that's kind of opened his eyes, and I find out he's agreeing with me more and more on what
Good.
I post now than what he was before. And that's all it takes is
I know.
give them the truth or give them a link to the truth.
Exactly.
So they can check it out for themselves and find out. And what I was talking to the guy about that got him looking into it was Agenda 21 in our county comprehensive plan. It means three towns that aren't sustainable. And the town he lives in is one of them.
Oh, man, you guys are going to love my show tomorrow because I'm going to give you some good stuff that I've been compiling for a long time, about 2.5 years. In fact, I'll put the blog out probably tomorrow for all my patriots here who understand Agenda 21 to the max and try to get them involved in the show tomorrow. And Ron has implored me to put 90 minutes tomorrow, which I'm going to do, because he thinks that that's going to be the correct amount of time to get this all out. And you guys can everybody call in and stuff. So absolutely.
Probably 80% of the posts that I do has something to do with Agenda 21.
Good.
You can tie so much into it because some, you know, the illegal immigration, it's part of it.
I know.
The Muslim, bringing all the Muslims here, that's part of it. The kissing up to the Muslim Brotherhood and trying to destroy our Constitution at the UN, the 1st and 2nd and 10th and 12th and 16th Amendments, that's all part of Agenda 21.
I know.
You know, everything points to it. Everything Obama does, the health care, everything.
Oh, yeah,
part
it's gateway.
Of Agenda 21. If we can expose Agenda 21 and stop it dead in its tracks, which is probably going to be, we're going to have
huge.
To throw the UN out of the United States.
Oh, my God, yes. They're so evil.
Any and every penny to them and tell them to take their proposed global taxes and stick them up Maurice Strong's rear.
Absolutely. And you know what? That might be another reason to call the switchboard or the congressional one with Boehner and the rest of those clowns or ISA or somebody and start demanding this. This is ridiculous. We have been under these people's – I mean, look what they're trying to do. And the lame duck session, oh, my God. Even if Mitt gets in, Hillary, the Hildebeest she-devil, is going to work with Ovamit and Valerie Jarrett to make sure that we have the Lost Treaty and the Small Arms Treaty and everything else they can get their little hands on in that lame duck session. I'm telling you, this is bad.
The lame duck session, they have one problem. The only way they can do that is by executive order because Congress is run by the Republicans.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, we've got to get Boehner out of there. We need to get Reid, Pelosi, all the rest of this stuff. You know, it's sick. These people are sick. I can't. There's only a tiny, tiny handful. I would say maybe 8 to 10, maybe, that have any value in that Congress of the 535. The rest of them should be at the bottom of the ocean. I'm sorry, but they're not doing anything for us.
We have a Congress, a Senate, and a White House, and all the czars that should be waterboarded. To find out everything, and I'm talking both sides. Because we're talking Agenda 21, and Linda, you and I both know, both parties are a part of Agenda 21.
Yes, they are, absolutely, because they're total progressives and they're traitors. This is not an RD thing. We know this. I mean, we know that Rosie Chiori.
We could have a show. We could get Democrats on here siding with us.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's a lot of them out there. You know, there's all kinds of groups out there now on the left against Agenda 21.
Yes. Rosie Chiori is one of them. She's amazing. She's actually more a libertarian, I would say a Thomas Jeffersonian person, because she's nailed it the last time I've seen her She's amazing. She's been studying and fighting this for eons, and I love her. That's how she garners more support, because at the bottom of her flyers, she says, it says Democrats Against Agenda 21. That's her website. And these you know, airheads who know nothing, who've been sucking Kool-Aid down for the last 30 years, and they go, oh, you're a Democrat. And she says, absolutely. But, you know, when she was on Glenn's show, she says, yeah, I'm a registered Democrat, but I'm the old great-grandfather's Democrat. I'm not a progressive. I'm not a communist. I'm certainly not a socialist, because I see this for
what
it is.
She's a JFK Democrat.
Yeah, exactly. And so
JFK would not be a part of this party today.
Oh, my God, no. Absolutely, Bill. I mean, it's amazing. And so that's how she draws them in, and it's funny. She knows that she's doing it that way, because they don't understand what a true libertarian, or the classic sense of the liberal word, is. You know, as the Hegelian dialectic from Marx and Engels throughout the ages has been brainwashing these people quite easily for many, many decades. And this is where we are. This is what's going on. And I'm telling you, when you deal with libtards like I do in California, I would get better responses out of a brick wall. Let me tell you.
Kind of a quote I've seen from Ron Paul today is, when the movie 1984 came out, no one knew that it was going to be a requisite for being in Congress after that.
Exactly. Oh, God. Michael, what say you? Are you with us?
What say I? You know, out of all the people we have in Congress, as you mentioned, you know, it's really sad,
you know,
that we have 530 people that are useless. But what's even worse than that, okay, is that 90% or more of the American people, and, you know, you can call it, well, you know, they're ignorant, they haven't got a clue, but the fact of the matter is they're caught up in their own little world, they don't give two hoots, and they're not going to do nothing about it.
Well, what they've done, Michael, I believe, is they have built their own little box, or their Plato's cave, and they like staying in there. They do not want the truth. They can't handle it. They would kill you rather than hear it. I love James A. Garfield's quote, and I swear I've got to get a T-shirt made. The truth shall set you free, but first it will make you miserable. And I don't think there was a better said quote in my lifetime. And that is, the truth has no agenda. But people, they have cognitive dissonance. They're mental patients, and that's why Michael Savage said that liberalism is a mental disorder, and I think he nailed it.
Well, you know, I left the Democrat Party myself about 20 years ago or longer, and I consider myself an independent, because I don't vote for somebody by party. I vote by who do I feel is going to do the best job,
exactly,
regardless of party. And that's
especially
why I call myself an independent.
Right. Yep.
Around here, the only libertarian I know in my area is a guy named Ken Johnsberg, and almost anybody else I ever met who was a libertarian would probably think he's an idiot.
Oh, wow.
Because he came out, he was for amnesty. I had him at a rally. He got up here talking all this. He was running for Congress, and my daughter, who had just finished high school, got up there and just chewed him to pieces. In front of our current congressman at that time, Mike Sawdrell, a couple of senators, the news media and stuff, she just chewed him to pieces. And all she gave was facts and statistics. And since then, I have noticed that Ken is more of a liberal. He takes that liberal live on the front of libertarian serious. But he's not a Ron Paul libertarian. And that kind of gives the rest around this area bad, you know. They look at Ken and they think, well, that's what libertarians are. Well, no, that's not what they are.
Right. So here's what's going on in my community. It's like this huge dichotomy. I'm in the Twilight Zone, because Mayor Wood is a registered Republican. He's more center than he is to the right. He's not left. The only reason that he protects public sector unions in our community, in some instances, he's not a fiscal fool, but we have one of the best police departments and fire and paramedic people around. And the other rhinos, what I call them, want to outsource all of this, including the libraries and parks and everything. I mean, they're just people like Kern, who's running for mayor against this gentleman, calls himself a Republican. I call him a rhino. You know, this guy, he's so in bed with the greedy corporate outside interests from all, like Orange County, downtown San Diego, La Jolla, Chula Vista, and they contribute heavily to his campaign, and that's all he cares about. You know, he talks a good game, but every time he makes a move in the city council, it costs the city money because of his stupid actions, you know, and his greed. Well, and his and so we're pissed.
We have the same problem here with Mayor Ludeman. He is a registered Republican, but Ludeman is out for Ludeman, and the same investing groups are still controlling this county that have been controlling it for years. Most of them are former mayors, former city councilmen, but they've used inside investing and inside trading to get control, and they still have it. And I constantly fight them.
I know. And this is why I have been phone banking for Esther Sanchez, who's a registered Democrat, the only one on city council who is a D, and then Dana Corso's president of Action, who's been fighting, helping us fight against Prop E. We won. Long and the short is she cares about the neighborhoods. That's why Action was formed. It's called the Alliance of Citizens, you know, to help improve Oceanside neighborhoods. And not just the mobile home people, but everybody from the harbor to the, I mean, to everything. And so we are the people to say, you guys have to listen to us. We elect you. We pay the taxes. We live here. You must listen to us. This is why we're fighting. That's why we go to the city council chambers and we speak our minds. We do our speeches. I have talked, and after this election, wait till you see how many speeches I will be in the chamber. Believe me, on Agenda 21. Huge. Huge. Because they owe me. I phone bank for them. Believe me. I will call in my favors.
I have got to the point in my area that if I walk in some places I walk in and I'm treated like a royalty, I'm like a great guy. Others I walk in, I'm treated like, you know, as soon as I walk in the door, they're turning their faces sour on me and everything else. You know, I don't care.
I know.
I wasn't put on this earth to please people so much as I was put on this earth to please God.
Please God.
And that's what I look for. And I do what I feel in my heart is right. And I have a lot of people like, well, why do you do this? Well, if I don't do it, who's going to do it? Are you going to do it? Are you going to do it? Are you going to do it? I don't see none of you standing up. Somebody's got to do it. I do it for my grandchildren. I do it for my children.
Posterity.
I do it for everybody else's children and grandchildren. I do it for the infirmed and the disabled that can't do it for themselves. And I'll continue to do it to my dying breath.
Got it. You got it. Well, you know, all you have to say to them is, if not me, who, and if not now, when?
Exactly.
Hello. Yeah, I know, it's like unbelievable. You know, I did hear good news. I think one of the gals, I think I mentioned on Ron's show yesterday, somebody in my Tea Party has a friend who came back, and she's one of the presidents and runners of Tri-City Tea Party, and she had spent 3 weeks in Ohio actually walking precincts for that whole time for Mitt Romney, and she said 80% of the people who are going to make a difference, who are voting in Ohio, are going for Romney. So I think he's nailed Ohio right now. He's nailed it. And it's amazing. And so I think we got that. When we got Florida, I'm praying we got Virginia. I think, what is it, North Carolina, he's sewn up pretty much. I'm praying.
You know, there were states that Obama thought he had sewed up that now they're not supposed to as leaning Obama.
And now we're leaning.
Because they're no
longer
sewed up.
I think
now they're
Wisconsin,
starting to lean Romney. Yeah,
I think
they're starting
Wisconsin's
to lean Romney.
Oh, my God. Oh,
They're coming after my Senator Hopeful Murdoch, left and right, both barrels, every Democrat in the nation.
Right.
Because
if we
get control of the Senate, their crap's done.
Yep, here's the thing.
And then we can seek charges of treason against Barack Obama.
Oh, you know, they better do something about him. If they don't, there's going to be a huge revolution. I'm telling you, I'm so tired of it. You know, if we take Ohio and Wisconsin, or one of the other swing states as to what we have, I think we're good to go. I don't know. And I told Barbara, I said, if Mitt wins, and I pray that he does, I says the heavy lifting begins, because there will be at least a 2.5-page letter going to him telling him what we the people expect, demand, and want in this country. I'm not going to hold anything back either, Bill. I don't care.
Well,
I mean,
We have battled. For four hard, long years, and some of us have been battling longer than that. And we are tired, and we are irritable, because we've been screaming and screaming and screaming and screaming, and we want to know that we were heard.
Yep. So all we can do is do what we're doing, and I God bless you for everything you do. I know Ron does his part. Yola can't do anything right now, but I do my part. All my people out here in California is doing it. Mike from the hot seat, Michael Magic, everybody that does shows, Terry Rowland does her part, that poor thing. How she continues going on.
And we got Martha Donahue out there who's just spreading stuff left and right by mass.
Terry Kiley. Yep, absolutely.
Terry Kiley.
Tom
Kiley. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on and on and on.
Yep.
Of good American people who have woke up to the threats to our way of life, our very culture, our very freedom and liberties. And I don't understand how so many on the left don't understand freedom and liberty, that they're willing to give up freedom and liberty and become nothing more than a slave, a pawn to the elite.
You know how they do it? I'll tell you how they do it. They do not go outside their box. They have been watching CNN, NBC, and PMSLSD for their whole lives. They will not change. They hate Fox because they think Fox is evil. They think Republicans are evil because they believe the left. They suck
it
up.
They've been indoctrinated to believe that.
And here's the thing. This is what blows my mind. I don't give a rat's behind or a barrel of fertilizer, whether it's CNN or Fox or MSNBC or any of these people. If you think they're telling you the truth, you have got your head firmly planted you know where. They're not telling you the truth.
All the screams of racism by the left. And when you look at the true facts of it, the Ku Klux Klan, the Black Panthers, New Black Panthers, La Raza, all these ethnic hate groups belong to the Democratic Party.
Yep. Well, if you there's one little book that I would I read it probably I think it took me a week or so because I was busy, but you could do it in 2 days. It was David Barton's American History in Black and White. Gives you a great outline of of the Democratic Party and the KKK and all the rest of this nonsense and the segregationists, including Woodrow Wilson, who was a segregationist. Do a little research on George Bernard Shaw and Margaret Sanger, and you will see the big picture. People will not do their homework, Bill. You can't. You might, you know, it's worse than talking to a brick wall. You can't get through to some people. They will not. So you can only go.
But every time that you get through to one, you know, that's an accomplishment, and that's why you keep going. Yeah,
exactly.
We're not going to reach. We're not going to reach some people, like you say.
No.
They're indifferent, and I always go back to that line out of the Boondock Saints movie. If you've never seen it, but there's a line where the pastor stands there and he says, "We all must fear the evil of bad men. That is true, but we must fear even more the indifference of good men."
I know.
And you know, that's where we're at.
I love Bonhoeffer too. To not act is to act, and to not speak is to speak. And Glenn took it a step further and says, to not vote is to vote. But I know I have to have Ron Cullen tell me I'm a slave.
Well, you got no matter if you vote for the president or not, it's the Senate and the Congress.
We must
have those. You know, and those are the ones where our votes count.
I am so happy that I've got patriots from Barbara Ducker's group, from Tea Party. They're taking signs to the streets right now as we speak for the next week. Believe me, they're all over San Diego County from Pendleton to Chula Vista, which covers a lot of ground. It's about 45-minute drive from my house to downtown, and it's a huge county. We've got at least 3.2 million people here, so believe me, They are rallying. They're screaming. They're phone banking. They're waving signs. They're walking precincts. They're doing everything they can. They're calling the White House. I mean, they're doing it all. God bless them. I mean, I'm doing everything I can. I do the shows. I'm going to phone bank the rest of this week. I got to go meet with my precinct inspector on Monday night. I'm actually going to go schlepping the little deals to put up the table and the poles, you know, the, what we're allowed to do that night. And then I'm going to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, Tuesday, and go do my duty and make sure that we have election integrity. I'm telling you.
I'll get up next Tuesday. I'll go vote. I'll walk 150 yards across the road to my friend's house and sit there, and I will watch the voting area to make sure there's no panky going on.
Yep.
And I'll probably call in and do the radio show sitting there in that yard watching that poll.
And also, we have, like I told Ron yesterday, and I mean, this has been going on that I knew about probably a year and a half, where we have the Election Integrity Project. In some states, it's called True the Vote. And people are watching. We've got conservatives up the waz. They are watching. They're poll watchers. I had no incidences. I had nobody use the machines because they don't trust them, you know, that touch screen. It was fabulous. So we're hoping, you know, Ruth Weiss is out there educating people, training people, and getting it done. So I'm educated. I've been educated by the Registrar of Voters because we have, you know, federal, state, and local laws about voting. And it's just amazing. We are on it, Bill. They're not. I think I got Joe.
Now, how do you know it's me?
I can tell by your number that pops up on the screen.
You know, there are other people with block numbers, too.
Yeah, but that's the one that always comes up when you're on. Thank you for joining us. Welcome.
How you doing, Linda?
We're doing great. We're working our tails off to reclaim something of liberty.
Yeah, well, that does require a lot of work. How you doing, Bill?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I don't know, because I'm feeling the same as both of you, which I presume you're feeling the same as I am this close to the election.
Mm. Yeah, I'm a little anxious to get it over with.
I know. Gentlemen, I have Ron as well, so welcome, Ron. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, Ron, long time no talk.
Yeah, no doubt.
Good to have you here, Ron.
I wanted to call in because I was going to save this announcement for Sunday's show. But I figure I might as well go ahead and announce it tonight since you guys are talking about it. I have finally made up my mind, and I am going to vote for Barack Obama for president on Tuesday.
All right, stop lying.
No, I'm dead serious.
Why?
Why not?
Oh, my God. Just because he's evil.
Stop, you're lying.
No, I'm not lying. I am dead serious. You know, I thought back to the 2008 election, and a friend of mine was just distraught and beside himself that Obama was elected. And I told him, I said, you know, it's not the end of the world. Think about the old saying, give them enough rope, they'll hang themselves. And the more I think about it,
yep.
From a pragmatic standpoint, okay, I'm weighing out the options and what's going to happen, and I think the worst possible thing that could happen for this country is for anyone other than Barack Obama to be elected president. And I say that for this reason. Linda, you were just talking about how motivated all these people are. They're to get out the vote. They're working their butts off. And yet, they're still not motivated enough, the American people are still not motivated enough to put a stop to all this damn nonsense.
Agreed. I know.
So I
get
it. I think the only thing that is going to move the American people to the point
is
that
the tyranny.
We're done with the damn ballot box, okay? That's out the window. We're going to force a change. I think the only thing that's going to accomplish that is 4 more years of Barack Obama and his administration.
Well, I
think if Barack Obama is reelected, you can forget ever seeing another election, and you might as well hand your kids over to slavery right off the bat.
Hell, they're already there, Bill.
Yeah, that's
not
true.
No, Ron, they're not there the likes you're going to see.
Well,
they're not there the likes you're going to see.
I think that's the point, that kind of tyranny would do it. That would be a huge revolution, and it wouldn't take
No, there would be no fucking revolution.
That's what I'm worried about.
There's not going to be any goddamn revolution. And the tyranny, you haven't seen shit yet. You better take a look at the history of Pol Pot, Mao Zedong, Stalin, and Hitler. Just because.
That's what I'm saying.
I know. But there, Linda and Ron, now you could be, Ron especially, you'd be going nuts.
Huh? Come on,
this better be an April 1st. This better be an April 1st joke.
I'm trying to use a little reverse psychology here.
Oh,
work with
thank
me, man.
God, Jesus Christ! Oh.
Wait a minute.
Well,
whoa, whoa, whoa,
you hear me, Ron?
Hold on.
I'm more worried about taking the Senate than I am about who's president.
Hold on, Bill, because I just heard something I'm not believing. I heard an agnostic or an atheist say, "Thank God."
Yeah, well, there are no agnostics in foxholes.
Oh.
Yeah, my job here is done, guys.
You got to rise out of me, all right.
Mission accomplished. I got it. That is awesome right there.
Oh, good fucking God. Cause, you know, you're not the first one to say something like this. Whoa. Oh, jeez. You took the syringe out of my arm because I was just about to push the last remnant of that mercury right into my tricep.
I'm telling you, but I get Ron's point. The people didn't seem to wake up.
Yeah.
They didn't wake up. And that's just another huge hurdle, and now it's going to be even a larger hurdle in 2016 because we won't have a Ron Paul.
We might have a Johnson if we're lucky, but you're right. We might not have a goddamn thing with, you know, even if a Romney gets in, he's going to do the same thing. We've been on a progressive road down to mutual train wrecks for years. And people.
Yep. Yeah. Our last two candidates in the last, I don't know, 6-7 elections, I can't say Reagan, I don't know, but I would say he was partly part of it too. But every candidate we get down to, the last two candidates, whether it's Gore or Bush, Obama or McCain, Obama or Romney, we're picking the same person.
Absolutely.
Out of the same group.
That's why
I'm more interested in going after the Senate and the Congress and starting there and trying to find us who's going to step up and take Ron Paul's place.
They're all pushing the same damned agenda. And to me, I mean, Bill, you, I don't know how old you are, but I know you're a little bit older than I am. And the point of fact is that for decades, I mean decades, since at least the 40s, there has been an underground, you know, behind-the-scenes patriot movement. But it's been poo-pooed, and they call them conspiracy theorists and nuts and everything else. You know, you look at the Montana Freeman and all these groups they try to demonize. The idea of an actual restoration of a constitutional government has gained more traction in the last 4 years than it has in the last 48 years.
That's true.
Well, yeah, but there's also one other thing. Ron, I owe you, boy. You hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right. Wait till April Fool's comes around next year. I'm going to plant a big one with you.
Oh, my God.
I'm planting it now.
Oh, my God. Uh-oh.
Look, I'm still not kidding. I may damn well vote for Obama.
Now, don't start. All right? But,
yeah, no, I understand the ideology behind that because if they haven't woken up after Benghazi, nothing. I mean, nothing.
They haven't heard about it.
Well, I'm not for lack of trying. I'm trying.
Oh,
but,
that's
you know.
True. It's not. There's many out there trying. But truthfully, the media, many people
just
buy into that. And like we've talked before, in the smaller areas, they only have the local media unless they have cable or dish or something like that. They only get the local media, and the local media never tells them nothing.
No, they don't. Yeah.
The local media is on their knees bowing to Obama.
Look, the way I see it, it's inevitable. I'm being very serious about that.
Well, I agree with you on that. I think Obama's going to win.
I look at if Obama wins, there'll be a major blow up, probably a revolution. And if Obama loses, I look for the left to try to start a revolution.
Well, I'm going to disagree with you there, Bill. I don't think there's going to be a revolution of any kind. I think if Obama wins, people will say, okay, so he was elected the first time, he's back in. And if Romney wins, nobody's going to, I know about those Twitters and the tweets and all that crap. Nobody's going to rise up in revolution against Romney. I mean, a few people might, but it's not going to be a revolution. They'll be squashed by the cops. They'll go to jail, get their heads beat in, then they'll come back out and say never again.
Well, in my eyes, if Obama's reelected, I probably won't live to see 2016.
Well, I happen to agree.
Because he'll be sending out his people to get rid of those who oppose him, and, you know, it's just going to happen. It's already happened to some people.
Yeah, actually, there's the BTR host who actually got jailed. Did you know that?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
And
it wasn't for what, you know, you're thinking about, Linda. This guy had, he had somebody who called in, and he had a gripe with the host. So the guy called the cops on him, and they had something on the guy, so they came and got him. But he was a BTR host.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow.
But there was somebody else who got taken off the air, I think ostensibly because, you know, now they're cracking down on free speech. But it's going to happen.
Well, they had Brett Chamberlain working to, and he got someone taken off the air, filed a big lawsuit and all this and that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well,
so
they are.
You know,
mm-hmm.
And there's been others that come up, and, you know, there's a reporter that's been jailed for reporting on stuff, and, well, heck, you look at the guy that made the video. He's in jail and being prosecuted.
Oh, my God, yes. That's been how many weeks now?
You mean the guy in the undercover video? The guy that made the Acorn video?
No.
The guy with the innocent Muslim video.
Oh, God.
The what video?
The innocent Muslim video.
The cover-up video.
Him. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, the guy that's supposedly a former Coptic Christian from Egypt that... Mm. Is sympathetic with Islam and Hamas.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what the hell? I'm sorry, but I don't get the point of arresting somebody for making a video. I think it's all a bunch of BS, but...
It is.
That was part of their cover story, because if...
the video is what caused it all.
Right. Yeah, right. They're still floating that bullshit about quelling free speech against Islam.
Of course. They don't like the First Amendment. Of course.
But if anybody did any checking, they'd find out Hillary's been working with this at the UN for over two years.
Absolutely. And in the lame duck session, even if Romney gets in, it's going to, you know,
I said, Linda, Republicans control the House. If they get in, you know, I don't see that they're going to be able to do crap during a lame duck session.
Well, he's not.
It all has to be through executive order.
The only hope is if during the lame duck session, let's say that we take the Senate, even whoever gets the presidency, and we, you know, after the election's been done, we've got a House, we've got the Senate, right? That's the only time the current House of Representatives understanding that in January the new Senate comes in, right? They could start impeachment proceedings regardless, just to put the kibosh on the lame duck session.
But they're not going to do that. They didn't do it to Bush. They're not going to do it to Obama.
My head will explode. That's why I sent a letter to my libtard friend who doesn't know from Shinola that that if Obama gets back in and it goes the way I think it's going to go, I don't even want to live on this planet under that kind of tyranny. I'm sorry, I won't do it.
Well, you know what's going to happen if he gets back in, Linda. He's going to hand us over to the UN.
Have you read this story about Osama bin Laden donating to Obama's campaign?
I've heard it, yeah.
No, I didn't hear about that. Why? No, when was that?
This WorldNet Daily, Barack Obama's campaign has already come under attack for failing to be more secure in taking donations via its website because of processing foreign donations. I didn't know they were allowed to have foreign donations, but nonetheless...
They're not.
However, using a Pakistani internet protocol and a proxy server, a disposable credit card and a fake address, Osama bin Laden has successfully donated to the Obama campaign not once, but twice. story goes on. It says, okay, to tell the truth, the real Osama bin Laden did not make the donations. They were actually made by staffers, WorldNet Daily.
Oh, my God.
Who even listed their occupation as deceased terrorist chief.
That's funny.
And employer as Al-Qaeda.
Oh, my God.
I like it. What's your occupation? I'm dead.
A deceased terrorist chief. And who's your employer? Al-Qaeda.
Yeah.
If you're dead, you're a Chicago voter.
Oh, you're a shoo-in for a Democrat vote.
Oh, that's right, a Chicago dweller.
I was waiting for you to say Gaddafi voted for him, too.
Oh, my God.
That'll be next week.
That's funny.
That's almost as good as that video you sent me. That was hilarious.
Which one?
The old folks' home.
And there was, I know Rod Luke sent one. Did you see that one where the guy was looking like a mullah and he was saying, Obama, we love you? Because, it was hysterical.
God. For the 97-year-old woman to be sitting there all serene, talking about she was born in 1915 and her first vote was for Roosevelt in 1940.
Then she's
looking at the camera, eyes drooping, and she says, if the Republican Party is able to steal this election, I've got news for you. We're going to burn this MF-er down.
Yeah.
I almost fell out of my chair.
that's the depth they've sunk to. The only people that ever steal elections, usually, is the left. I mean, they got the Black Panthers and the SEIU and God knows what else, and dead Chicago voters and Rambo dead fish. The ex-ballerina Fagala.
They had the old guy, the 84-year-old that said he served in World War II at the end of the video. He says, the best way to steal an election is to make sure it isn't even close.
Jesus.
Yeah, but I like the what you're talking about with the old woman. I'm going to burn this mother of leg here down.
Yeah. There was more than that. It was pretty
long. There was an old black woman on there, and she said, if Mitt Romney wins, she says, I'm going to track Mitt Romney down, and I'm going to give him the biggest cock punch in the world. Right in the nutsack. I thought, oh, my God.
I bet they pick her up.
First, you'd have to grow one.
Hey, I bet they pick her up, though. The Secret Service will come around and say, ma'am, you can't do shit like that. You know better than that.
They won't do that because they're Democrats, so they're against Romney.
Maybe not. Who knows?
Now, if I was a Republican, if the tables were turned, we'd have Homeland Security over there. They'd be on their way to...
Could you imagine the outcry if a Republican was president and this Benghazi stuff happened?
Oh, my God. Hell would be boiling over.
24 hours a day. Every news network out there, 24 hours a day would have been on it.
These people would be on a private jet on their way to Turkey for a little extraordinary rendition. Mm. And some enhanced interrogation techniques, let me tell you.
Exactly.
Yeah. Good old America. Geez.
Joe, thanks for calling in. I got about 2 minutes left, and I was going to take a little us out with a song. And, Bill, thanks so much for coming in, and I'm hoping that you make sure that Michael Magic helps you host the show or someone, because I am going to be at the polls. And, Ron, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah,
I know you've been pretty busy. And
Guys, just remember, vote early and vote often.
Yeah.
Go Obama.
I did talk to Yo today. She's doing a little bit better. I made sure that I talked to everybody. I sent an email, phone call to Terry Rowland because of the storm, and an email to Mike in the hot seat, so to make sure everybody's okay. So I'm getting back good reports, and that's a good thing. So we'll do a little bit of keep the change, and we'll... God bless you guys, and see you tomorrow on my show. An hour and a half tomorrow, Agenda 21. Tune in or be square.
God bless.
I'll keep my freedom. I'll keep my guns. Try to keep my money and my religion too. Try to keep on working. Try to keep on smiling. I will keep my Christian name, and y'all can keep the change. I'll keep my heroes' pictures on the wall. I'll keep my family safe. You bluff and I'll call. I'm gonna keep my big B8, keep my friends the same. Keep the government out of my business, and y'all can keep the change. This country sure as hell been going down the drain. We know what we need, we know who to blame. United Socialist States of America. How do you like that name? I'll keep the USA, and y'all can keep the change. Put me down.